Good day, and thank you for standing by. Welcome to Azrieli Group Annual 2023 conference call for foreign investors. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. After the speaker's presentation, there will be a question-and-answer session. With us today are Mr. Eyal Henkin, CEO, and Mr. Ariel Goldstein, CFO. To ask a question during the session, you will need to slowly press star one one on your telephone. You will then hear an automated message advising your hand is raised. This conference call will be accompanied by a slide presentation. This can be found on Azrieli's site, www.azrieligroup.com, on the Investor Relations page under Media Room Presentations, and the financial reports can be found on the website as well. I would like to remind everyone that forward-looking statements for the respected company's business, financial conditions, and results of its operations are subject to risks and uncertainties that could cause actual results to differ materially from those contemplated. Please note that today's conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to your speaker, Mr. Eyal Henkin, CEO. Please go ahead.
Thank you, and good afternoon, and thank you for joining the Azrieli Group earnings call summarizing 2023. We're ending the year, which was a special year, from interest rates to local market and geopolitical challenges. With all the ongoing occurrences and events, the local Israel economy demonstrates high resilience, backed by strong fundamentals, which are evident with a rapid rise and positive trend of recovery in most traffic, turnover, and deal flow in the various segments. We see that this trajectory of recovery, starting in December, will be expressed in the first quarter of 2024. With Azrieli's strength, its caliber and diversity of properties, and its financial robustness, we've been enabled to manage our businesses, especially in these challenging times, while maintaining our leading position and our capabilities to further expand. We have just ended another good quarter and a good year full of activity with continued growth in terms of our operating parameters. The conflict-related relief given to our mall tenants had relatively moderate impact on the fourth quarter results. On the whole, we're ending 2023 with good results despite the Q4 relief that was granted to the mall tenants. For the first time, the Azrieli Group passed the 2 billion shekels mark, and we ended 2023 with a high NOI rate of 2,113,000,000 shekels, even without including Compass's operating results on the second half of the year. In addition, our cash balance increased to some 4.9 billion shekels, excluding other cash equivalent of more than 1 billion shekels, mainly due to the proceeds from the bond raise and the sale of Compass, while our leverage totaled only 33% LTV. On October, we sold our holdings in Compass for a net cash flow of 2.7 billion shekels and an accounting profit of almost 1 billion shekels. Concurrently, in Green Mountain, we are continuing with a very strong pipeline of material transactions and signing of significant lease agreements, which will be expressed in the coming two years. We have high occupancy rates in our malls, offices, and senior houses, with an average occupancy rate of 98%, and we have a good mix of long-term contracts. Throughout the year, we continue to invest in the development and construction of new properties and the expansion of existing ones for a total amount of 1.3 billion shekels. The interest rate environment obviously impacts the industry, but keep in mind that Azrieli's debt ratio is low and that approximately 90% of it is linked, similar to most of the NOI, which is linked to the index. In 2023, the group carried out two bond issuances. The first was in July with an expansion of some 850 million of Series B bonds with a short average duration of a year and a half, and a second, which was very successful, which was issued in December with the expansion of the long duration Series G and H bonds. In the issuance, demand was approximately 3.4 billion bills, which were recorded, of which we raised 2.2 billion shekels. We are maintaining a long average duration of around 5.5 years and a low average interest rate of 2.1%. In terms of development and construction, Azrael is continuing to develop and expand in a carefully informed and balanced manner. On the one hand, we are continuing developing of medium and long-term projects, particularly projects with strong pre-let tenants, like the largest medical institute, HMO Clalit, which, by the way, is the second largest in the world in terms of members, with which we signed long-term contracts. Having said that, we are continuing to vigorously promote zoning plans and building rights, but in terms of concrete and steel, we've been more selective, I would say. On the macro level, in 2023, the GDP increased by 2%, and the personal consumption expenditures decreased by 0.7% compared with an increase of 6% in the GDP and 7.5% in consumption in 2022. In January 2024, the Bank of Israel put together an updated forecast in view of the recent events. An updated expectations for GDP growth in 2024-2025 to 2% and 5%, respectively. And the inflation rate in such years is expected to be 2.4% and 2%, respectively. The monetary interest is expected to be in the range of 3.75% to 4%. We are seeing various impacts of the situation on our business segments and are continuing to act accordingly. When we talk about offices, we are meeting the annual targets. The NOI increased by 7% in 2023 compared with 2022, mainly from the increase in rent revenues. The same property was up 8% in 2023 compared to, with 2022. During the year, we signed long-term agreements with strong tenants. I'll discuss it later. The tenant mix includes technology companies and liberal professions. We are today with something like 40% of our portfolio are very strong technology companies, from Samsung to IBM to Amazon to others. And as I said before, we signed some significant contracts in 2023, starting from Clalit HMO. We signed with one of the largest accounting firms in Israel for 10,000 square meters in the Israeli center. We signed with one of the largest law firms in Israel for 14,000 square meters in the Israeli center in Tel Aviv. In the Sarona building, we signed a very large contract with a technology company for very high prices, 190 shekels per square meter, and some other very significant deals. We are launching the Lot 21, what we call Site A in Modi'in, in April. The site is going to be 31,000 square meters, which is a very, I would say, classic mixed-use site, having offices, extension of the mall, residential apartments and the hotel. Modi'in is developing. It's going to be one of the major cities in Israel, and we highly believe in this area. We are going to launch another project in the north. It's going to be 11,000 square meters. We have already a pre-let tenant for 25 years, and it's going to be in the second quarter of the year. To summarize the offices, tenant mix, and long-term contracts, occupancy rate is 98%. We see a trend of recovery, which is evident since December 2023. We are managing to maintain high occupancy and achieve renewals and new agreements. Regarding the malls, we ended the year with operational improvements in the mall segment too. In the entire year of 2023, the NOI in the mall segment totaled approximately 941 million shekels, up 7.5% compared with 2022. In the fourth quarter, the NOI was 207 million shekels compared with 238 million shekels year over year, a decrease of 31 million shekels. This decrease mainly derives from the relief we gave to our tenants due to the conflict in the south. Net of the relief given to the tenants, the NOI was up 11% year over year 2023 compared to 2022. We have an occupancy rate of more than 99%, and we signed new contracts and mainly extensions of contracts. In terms of footfall, the footfall increased by 4.1% in 2023 year over year. On the other hand, the trend in terms of footfall and in terms of revenues for the malls or revenues for the stores increased double digit since the beginning of this year, and the trend is very positive. During the war, we decided to reopen our malls as early as 3 days after this crisis happened. In October, there was, of course, a decrease in footfall and turnover as a result, but in November, there was a certain improvement, and there was a dramatic recovery in December, as expressed in a single-digit increase in footfall and store revenues. During Q4, we gave a relief package to tenants, which had a total monetary impact on the NOI of 35 million shekels. As I started, the trend is, I would say, is surprisingly positive. And in the first quarter of 2024, we see very good results in terms of traffic, in terms of store revenues, etc. And we hope this will sustain. Regarding senior housing, NOI in the fourth quarter was up 33% year over year and up 20% in 2023 compared with 2022. We have occupancy rate of 97%. We are approaching the point where we are in full occupancy in existing homes. We are continuing to build a senior house in Rishon LeZion and continuing to look for development opportunities in other locations. All in all, we have seen significant operational improvement in our senior homes and an increase in the home price lists, which is also expressed in positive valuations. Regarding the data center segment, we see this segment as a significant growth engine for the group. The major factors or generators for this segment are AI and cloud. The growing need for AI and cloud generates massive growth of the data center industry with a huge demand from stronger players like Microsoft, Google, Oracle, Amazon, HP, and others. And with the spread of demand and supply, one can see double-digit yield on cost in the current and in the current interest rate environment, significant projects with strong customers and long-term contracts. We sold Compass beginning of Q3 2023. This transaction improved our liquidity with the gross consideration from the transaction of 3.2 billion shekels, a net cash flow of 2.7 billion shekels, an accounting profit of almost 1 billion shekels. These figures reflect a gross return of 2.5 times within an average duration of 2.3 years and a gross IRR of 40%. We think it's a good and even excellent transaction, and we think it reflects the potential in the market. Regarding Green Mountain, since the day we acquired the company in July 2021, the contracted NOI has grown sixfold to an NOI of approximately half a billion shekels in by the end of or by the beginning of 2025. We have six sites rather than three sites. We have contracted 150 megawatts compared to 24 megawatts when we bought the company. We experience a massive demand with pipeline which will generate income within a short time, long-term contracts and with good volumes and returns, and with significant hyperscale customers which are the strongest in the world. In December 2023, we reported on Green Mountain's negotiations with a leading technology company to provide 120 megawatt of data center services. We are also considering various options for collaboration with investors and various alternatives for financing and operations in this segment in accordance with the rate of growth of this business. In our presentation, we released more information about the segment and its expected contribution, totaling around 506 million in NOI per year, excluding new contracts, which I believe will come in during the period. Regarding development, which is the R&D of the group, as I said, lot one, we're launching early Q2 checkpost, the Northern project. We're launching Q2 2024. We're continuing with the Rakafot senior housing to be completed by September 2025. We are continuing with the Solar Edge campus, which will be in place by the end of 2025. We're continuing with Town E zoning plan for a third quarter tower, which has more than 90,000 square meters for lease. We are now in finalizing zoning and going for occupancy permits. And of course, we're continuing a full thrust with the Spiral Tower, which is growing and growing out of the ground. Strictly controlling investments, managing project timelines in a careful and considered manner, and in accordance with demand, and expanding our portfolio cautiously, but I would say strongly. I will summarize by saying that we are pleased, but we are moving ahead with caution. I will now hand over to Ariel for a review of the financial parameters.
Thank you, Eyal. We will now review the key financial items from the financial statement. The NOI for all 2023 was 2.1 billion shekels compared to 1.95 billion shekels in 2022, up 8%. Net of one-time expenses for the war-related relief given to tenants, the NOI was 2.15 billion shekels, up 10%. The increase of 160 million shekels is comprised of 65 million shekels increase in the mall segment, deriving from the rent increase in the properties and the results of Mall Hayam in Eilat for an entire year, and net of the 35 million shekels of war-related relief that was given. The increase of 52 million shekels in the office segment is mainly from the increase in rent. The 11 million shekels increase in the rental housing segment is due to occupancy of the Town project in Tel Aviv. The 12 million shekel increase in the senior housing segment is due to the continuing occupancy of the Lehavim home and due to improved operational results in the various homes. The increase of 21 million shekels in the data center segment is mainly from the inclusion of a company acquired in England, which is engaged in the data center industry. In the data center segment, we see annual NOI revenues of around 128 million shekels and expect to reach annual revenues of around 500 million shekels based on signed contracts by the end of 2024. In 2023, the same property NOI was 1.94 billion shekels, up 5% compared with 2022. The company increase in the same property NOI, mainly from an 82 million shekel increase in rent revenues in retail and offices, an increase of 12 million shekels in the NOI of senior housing segment, and 7 million shekel decrease in the data center segment, mainly due to increased electricity costs. In the same property NOI, we exclude the results of Mall Hayam in Eilat, which was acquired in 2022, the rental housing revenues in the Israeli Town project in Tel Aviv, which was opened in 2022, the results of operations of a company acquired in England, which operates in data center industry, and the results of Compass, whose sale was closed in the fourth quarter of 2023. The company's FFO in 2023, excluding senior housing, totaled 1.36 billion shekels, up 7% compared with 2022. The FFO, including senior housing, totaled 1.46 billion shekels, up 7%. The annual rate is today up ±1.6 billion shekels per year. The 101 million shekels increase in the FFO, including senior housing, from 150 million shekels increase in the company's NOI, and 27 million shekel decrease in tax expenses. 8 million shekels is the decrease of the FFO effect of Compass following its sales, and net of increase in G&A expenses and net financial expenses of 84 million shekels. We will now review the balance sheet figures. As of the end of the year, investment property and investment property under construction totaled 44.6 billion shekels, an increase of about 5.2 billion in the report period. The increase derives from continuing investment in income-producing properties and properties under construction in a sum of 1.1 billion shekels. For example, the Spiral building, the SolarEdge campus, completion of construction of mixed-use project in Lot 21 in Modi'in, and others. The acquisition of Glil Yam rental housing project in Herzliya in a sum of 0.1 billion shekels, and the acquisition of a company in data center sector in England and continuing investment in that company of 0.6 billion shekels. Investment of 2.5 billion shekels in the data center segment through Green Mountain in Norway, mainly in promotion of TikTok project that is expected to start generating income this year. Also, revaluations in the report period of 0.9 billion shekels. Out of those revaluation, a total of 725 million shekels of the total revaluation derived from operations in the data center segment in Green Mountain, mainly due to the continuing progress in the execution of the TikTok project and signing of additional significant lease contracts. 427 million shekels of the total revaluations are attributed to retail centers and malls, offices, rental houses, and senior housing in Israel. Properties in the U.S. continue to demonstrate weak performance and impairment was recorded accordingly of some 240 million shekels. The weighted yield rate of the income-producing properties, excluding data centers, is 6.97%. The weighted yield rate of income-producing data center properties is 6.75%. Financial debt gross is 22.7 billion shekels. The company net debt is 17.8 billion shekels, comprising only 33% of the total balance sheet, similar to the figure at the end of 2022. The company average effective interest rate in the report is 2.1% index with a duration of 5.5 years, while the average interest rate for financing in Israel is in the period is 1.66%. It is noted that the gap between the company's weighted cap rate 6.97 and the average cost of interest 2.1% remain considerable at about 4.9%. The company has high financial flexibility, significant unmortgaged assets of 34 billion shekels, cash and cash equivalent balance of 4.9 billion shekels, and unused credit facilities of 800 million shekels. This is in addition to the holding of Bank Leumi stock in the sum of 1 billion shekels. In July, we expanded the Series B bonds for a net consideration of 850 million shekels at an effective interest rate of about 3.1%. In December, we expanded the Series G bonds in a sum of 639 million shekels at effective interest rate of 2.9%, as well as a Series H bonds in the sum of 1.6 billion shekels at an effective interest rate of 3.2%. Overall, in 2023, the company raised through the expansion of existing bond series the sum of 3.1 billion shekels. We will conclude by presenting a summary of the financial statement results. The company closed transaction for the sale of its share in the data center company Compass on October 3, 2023. The company recorded a pre-tax profit of 1.2 billion shekels under other income, and the tax provision in respect of the transaction was recorded under taxes on income. The accounting profit after tax is 960 million shekels. It is noted that the company further recorded profits throughout the holding period of Compass, about 480 million shekels. Net cash flow from the transaction is 2.7 billion shekels. The net profit in 2023 totaled 2.2 billion shekels, compared with 1.8 billion shekels in 2022, an increase of 400 million shekels. The increase in the net profit derived from the increase of 160 million shekels in the NOI, a decrease of 179 million shekels in financial expenses, mostly due to decrease in leakage difference compared to 2022, and the profit recorded as a result of the closing of Compass transaction in a sum of 960 million shekels, net of tax. This increase was offset by decrease in adjustments to fair value in the sum of 569 million shekels and one-time profit last year of 205 million shekels for an increase in the holding rate in Compass. We will now answer any question you may have.
Thank you. As a reminder, to ask a question, you will need to slowly press star 11 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. To withdraw your question, please press star 11 again. Please stand by while we compile the Q&A roster. As a reminder, to ask a question, you will need to press star 11 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. To withdraw your question, please press star 11 again. The first question comes from the line of Charles Boissier from UBS. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Yes, thank you very much for the presentation. I have two questions. The first one is on the reliefs that you had granted to retailers. It seems that operations in Azrieli malls have performed very well since then and really normalized. I just was wondering, do you expect that as it stands right now, you no longer have to provide reliefs going forward? The second question is looking at the dividend. I understand there is a portion that is exceptional due to the Compass disposal. My question is, to what extent you needed to pay that dividend versus retaining for future investment in other projects? Thank you.
Hi, Charles. Thank you for the questions. Regarding the first question, the relief we gave was 30% for October, 15% for November, with some only some this was I would say 90% of the relief, and that's it. There was another, I would say, 10 to 15%. Relief to special occasions or geography, which stopped, I would say, by mid-December. So this is, right now, as I said, turnover is high, traffic is high, and the occupancy is even, it's on the same very high level that we started the conflict. So this is regarding this. So we stopped any relief, and we don't feel that there's any need for additional relief. Regarding the dividend, there's no, the decision regarding the decision regarding the dividend was since it was a special occasion where the company. FFO plus the chunk of or the high profit from the Compass deal. We thought it was a right time for a special dividend. There was no obligation or none of these issues that maybe you're referring to. It was we only thought it was a the right time to issue such a dividend, or it was or part of the dividend which is special. So this is it was not obligatory or something.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you. As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, you'll need to press *11 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand back to your speaker, Mr. Eyal Henkin, CEO, for closing remarks.
Okay, thank you. I would summarize that we are pleased with the group's results and position at the end of this year. We're ending a year and a quarter with good results for the group in a challenging and demanding year for the Israeli economy. We had strong progress in all of the parameters with a strong and stable portfolio, whether it's offices, malls, senior houses, and others. We're maintaining very high occupancy rate, a healthy mix, dynamic footfall, and good store revenues in the malls. We have a good and positive trend in NOI and FFO, and this year we highly increased our cash position while maintaining low leverage of 33%. Going forward, we're continuing to develop our core businesses in Israel with a healthier pipeline. We believe in the local economy, its resilience, and its potential. In parallel, we continue to develop the data centers as a third growth engine or leg for the group. Well, within the near future, we are considering having a minority partner. The segment potential was shown with the sale of Compass this year at a very high profit and over and above expectations. Finally, within the current times, when in an environment of uncertainty, we act cautiously. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you at the summary of the first quarter of 2024.